very Pink Floyd, isn't it? That's Roger Waters on ABC Illawarra. I guess I could have put on Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd, but I thought I'd just put on something from Roger Waters' solo album from last year. Smell the Roses, that is, from Is This the Life We Really Want? And it's because this morning I heard stories of flying cars. You could be catching air taxis from the CBD to the airport, from Melbourne to the airport. I mean, let's face it, it's very hard to get to the airport in Melbourne as it is. By the year 2023, that is right, 2023, which is only 5 years away. Is that something that you would want to do? Well, according to Uber, the answer is yes. Yes, and it's only going to cost the same as an Uber X at the moment. They're reportedly set to meet with the Australian government officials about its flying car project this week. Uber Air, they're calling it Uber Air, of course. And whether or not, they're going to talk about whether or not some Australian cities could be considered to trial the new Uber Air aircraft. So is this practical? Is the reported 5-year time frame realistic? Well, apparently in some parts of the world, there is already things that could be considered flying cars. Morris Mizalowski is a business futurist and joins me now. Hello there, Morris.
Hello, Lindsay.
So there are flying cars.
There's the possibility of them. So we definitely have prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
For all sorts of legal and jurisdictional reasons, insurance reasons, government reasons, and the fact that we can't be sure they're going to stay in the sky forever, we don't really have them flying full-time. But we're definitely further along than we were in the Jetsons in the 1960s.
Yes, or, your 90s movies like The Fifth Element and stuff where they're zooming everywhere. Where are they? In what parts of the world are they being trialled at the moment?
So we've had them. There's been a small trial in Dubai because Dubai loves to try technology. It has the money in the airspace and also the ability for government to say, I want it, and for it to happen. So they had a small trial and it kind of worked. It kind of worked because it didn't have any people on board. It was a flight that took off and landed and everything was okay. We've also seen these sorts of planes are coming out of New Zealand, strangely enough. There's a prototype that's been hanging around New Zealand for about the last 15 years or so. And there's also been a few that hang out around the States. Again, all prototypes, all taking off from traditional traditional airports, which is important in the jurisdiction that we have. And none of them really pushing as far as these things say they're going to.
Right, so you're none in the middle of town picking us up like a taxi and taking us to the airport?
No, the closest we have is we believe that there is a prototype which has been used for medical purposes, and I think that would be a really good use of this, to pick up people that are injured in battlefields or places where you might not send a human because there's still an issue about that particular area, and they reportedly have sent a drone into there. The person has put themselves in, don't ask me how, if they're injured, but they've put themselves into this drone and been flown out to medical assistance.
Okay, so yeah, that is a large drone that fits a human in it and then flies back to medical assistance. Where's that being trialled?
In the Middle East, so that was done in Israel.
Wow, so this is a step away from catching flying Ubers, catching flying taxis.
It is, and really when it's been talked about in the past, there's been two camps. One has been the transport that you and I might be able to go into, and then there's that usual commercial element to it. What can we use these things for? And there's been the thoughts not for humans, but perhaps for cargo, and we've seen smaller drones for that, and we've seen it used in emergency services and some other places as well.
And delivering pizza, which
I mean, Domino's and the others are really determined to deliver our pizzas through the sky. I'm not sure how warm they're going to keep up there, but that's a whole other
argument. I'm happy to wait or just go to a shop. More of a go-to-a-shop kind of guy. But what about, I mean, driverless cars are still not safe. There's people, I mean, Uber, they hit someone in America and that person died. Like, why are we jumping straight into the sky?
Well, I'm not sure we're jumping into it, but you're right. Driverless cars, I think, have been overhyped for the last while. They've been talked about for 20 years. We'll definitely see them within the next decade and a half. But a driverless car that most of us are thinking about is what is referred to as a level 4, which simply means it has no steering wheel, it has nothing that you do except for sit down and enjoy. That's not likely to happen in a very short term. What we'll see is semi-autonomous cars, where we can do a bit of both. If we want, we can hit the button and it'll go kind of autopilot, or we can take it back. And you're right, there are still issues around whether this thing is safe. It has certainly had some incidents in America where it's been trialled. But then again, the other side of the argument is that in that time, there's been far more humans in cars than technology.
My friend has a car that it makes noises when he gets too close to other cars. It stops if he gets too close to the car in front. Like, it's on the way. It's just sort of like cruise control plus. really.
It's eerie. It kind of beeps at you, and that's that radar control. And it's been in a car for quite a while. 10, 15 years ago, Lexus put it into cars, and some of the other high-end cars had them as well. That sonar, as you've said, that if you get too close to a car, not only does it beep, but it actually begins to slow the car down.
I guess the benefit of, well, at least you know, at the beginning of flying cars, is that there'll be very few other cars in the air for them to bump into. Is... Like, do you think what Uber is saying in 5 years' time that they will be trialling them in Australia, or as soon as 2020 they think it'll be tested? Do you think that this is going to happen?
I'm not sure if we'll have it in Australia, because Australia has, and I think for very good reasons, very strict laws about what we can and can't fly in our airspace. They have apparently done a deal with Dallas and LA in America to put another trial in. So they've said that we want three places on the planet to trial this. Dallas and LA have both agreed, and it seems that Uber is going to build what they call 25 car sky ports, which are places you pick up and drop off from in these helicopters. They're looking for the third. Now, Dubai was always part of this, and I'm not sure why they've dropped off as being the third. I don't think they have, so I'm not sure what they're on about at the moment. But yes, you're right. We apparently have people from Uber who are speaking to both Sydney and Melbourne about a possible third site, which to me would be the fourth, with a trial in 2020 and live work by 2023. As I said, I'm not convinced that we'll be able to do it.
Do we know what sort of technology it is, whether it's like a helicopter or a hovercraft or just a small plane?
It's called VTOL, VOTL, vehicle, which is vertical takeoff and landing. So what it is really a pod. It's like a pod, and then it has these arm attachments to it. If the listeners want to have a look, I've put up some of these videos at businessfuturist.me. There's a whole series of different videos from different companies that you can have a look at.
Oh, man, I'm going to spend a lot of time looking at these. businessfuturist.me.
.me. Now, the Uber one is in partnership with NASA, and they claim to have, as you'll see in the video, a working prototype of this thing with a whole lot of bugs they need to iron out. But there are other ones around, too. Uber really is not the first port of call at all. One of the earlier ones was a Chinese one that's been around for all of 3 years, which in technology land is a century, called Ehang 184. And no quiz after it, so whatever. Ehang 184 came out in 2016, and it was the first time people got really excited because we had a physical prototype that couldn't take people because the law wouldn't allow it to, but it could do everything else and it looked the part.
I'm talking to Morris. I'm distracted by your website now. I'm talking to Morris Mizalowski, a business futurist. Now, that's something that you mentioned. It's a century. 3 years is a century in the way technology is evolving. So, by the time you know, maybe if Australia does eventually get flying cars, will we have moved past that technologically? Like, is this already technology that's already sort of on the way out?
I think it is, and I can't tell you what will replace it, but what we know is that once people get into this sphere and it becomes something that we find there's a marketplace for, there will be a lot of evolution in it. As I said, Ehang is in there, Uber is in there, City Airbus, the Airbus company that builds our planes, is in there at the moment. There's another company called Lilium Jet, there's Bell Helicopters that are well known, there's Volocopter. There are a whole lot of fairly large, deep-pocketed companies in this space who are all looking at it. And if that's not enough, Larry Page, the Google founder, also this week put out another video, which is also at that site, called the Kitty Hawk.
All right, now that you've said Kitty Hawk, you're going to start getting ads for Kitty Hawk on your phone because it's run by Google. But that is good. I can see now. I've seen these videos. All right. So you don't think it may not be in Australia, but it is already around the world, and we may definitely be seeing flying cars in some form or other in the next 5 or so years.
We will get it. It really just depends on our appetite on the government and all sorts of things. So technology, yes, we'll do it. I just don't think Australia's ready for it yet. But maybe some government will take it on as a project. And as I say, you know, we can't get a train to the Melbourne airport. Maybe this is the way we overcome that.
I reckon we're going to get a plane, like a flying car to the airport before we get a train to Melbourne airport. I reckon that's just my little secret prediction. Morris Mizalowski, thank you so much for talking to ABC Illawarra today.
Our pleasure.
And if you do want to check that out, the website, Morris's website is businessfuturist.me. And I can see three videos there. Thank you, sir. Cheers.
Our pleasure.
You're listening to ABC Illawarra. And it's 4:30.